menses and fasting. It is unlawful for a menstruating woman to perform all types of fasting, obligatory or optional. It is, however, obligatory to make up for the missed obligatory days of fasting, as explained by Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her and her father. She said, "We passed through this period of menstruation and we were ordered to complete," meaning to compensate, "the fasts, but we were not ordered to complete the prayers." This is an agreed upon hadith in Sahih Muslim. Agreed upon hadith, and the text that you heard is from Sahih Muslim. If the woman encounters menses while fasting, then her fasting is negated even if her blood flow occurs a moment before sunset. I will repeat. If a woman encounters menses while fasting, then her fasting is negated even if her blood flow occurs a moment before sunset. If this day is one of the prescribed days of fasting, then she must make it up for this day once she becomes clean. I think this is clear, inshallah. I think this is clear. Yes, negated means not valid. Yes, invalid. Okay, alhamdulillah. Okay, if on her day of fasting she feels she is about to have her menses, but no blood flow actually occurs till after sunset, then her fasting is complete and is not negated in accordance with the right opinion about this matter. I will repeat, and this is very important. If on her day of fasting she feels she is about to have her menses, but no blood flow actually occurs till after sunset, then her fasting is complete and is not negated in accordance with the right opinion about this matter. This is because there is no ruling regarding blood inside the woman's body. There is no ruling regarding the blood which is still inside the woman's body, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when asked, "Is it necessary for a woman to take a bath after she has a wet dream, nocturnal sexual discharge?" he replied, "Yes, if she notices a discharge." Yes, if she notices a discharge. And this is in Sahih Bukhari. So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam conditioned the ruling upon the actual seeing of the discharge and not upon its transfer from inside out. Similarly, in the case of menses, the ruling applies once there is an actual seeing of discharge. Is this, inshallah, also clear? Okay, alhamdulillah. Case. If a woman's period continues till after dawn, if a woman's period continues till after dawn, after Fajr, then no fasting will be acceptable from her on this day, even if she becomes clean moments after dawn. I'll repeat. If a woman's period continues till her dawn, or till after dawn rather, then no fasting will be acceptable from her on this day, even if she becomes clean moments after dawn. Case: if she becomes clean before dawn and she fasted, look at this, if she becomes clean before dawn and she fasted, then her fasting is correct, even though she may have not taken her cleaning bath till after dawn time. Is this clear? No, okay. I will repeat. Okay now. If she becomes clean before dawn and she fasted, then her fasting is correct, even though she may have not taken her cleaning bath till after dawn time. Is this now clear and understood, inshallah? Okay, alhamdulillah. This ruling is the same as in the case of the person who has janaba, who has sexual defilement, in a state of sexual defilement. Now, if he or she intends to fast and did not take his or her bath until after Fajr, then this fasting on this day is correct. This is in accordance with the hadith of Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her and her father, who said that, quote, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to get up in a state of sexual defilement, meaning after sexual relations with his wife, and fast during the month of Ramadan. He said if she becomes clean moments before dawn, she is to fast that day. What about the intention? It isn't said that there is no fast without intention. Of course, if she becomes moment, khalas, she is pure. The intention is made. She's going to go fasting tomorrow. The determination is there. She knows now she got pure. Immediately she will have the determination. She will go on the determination to fast tomorrow. If a sister is menstruating during the month of Ramadan and the menses stops during fasting hours, does she fast the remainder of the day on which the menses stopped, or does she not fast at all on that day? Meaning she refrain or not? The correct opinion is that she doesn't refrain, because she started her day eating and drinking. The correct opinion is that she does not refrain the rest of the day. This woman asked the following question. She said that if she gets her menses during the day, can she eat and drink, or she must refrain? What's the correct opinion? What's the correct opinion? She eats and drinks. This is the correct opinion. Yes. La, if she starts her menses, she can. This is the correct opinion. You don't understand? This woman gets her menses at 10 a.m. One opinion is that she must refrain from eating the rest of the day out of respect for the month. Okay? And then when she is pure, then she must make up this day. When she is pure, she must make up the entire day. That's fasting. You understand now the opinion? This is what you refer to. Okay? You understand that now? But this is not the correct opinion. The correct opinion is that if one's fasting is nullified during the day, okay, then in this case, they can eat the rest of the day. Concerning the woman who may get her menses exactly with the timing of Adhan, would her fasting be counted or not? This depends upon the Muazzin. If the Muazzin, the pronouncer of Adhan, is reliable, and normally people break the fast on his Adhan because he is reliable, then in this case, having her menses exactly with the timing of Adhan does not nullify her fasting, and her fasting, inshallah ta'ala, is considered valid. Otherwise, if he is not reliable,
then the people in the community should find the timing concerning the disappearance of the disc, the sun's disc, and maintain that. And take precautions. For example, if they come to know that the sun normally sets 2 minutes after his adhan, then they don't count his adhan neither for breaking the fast nor for taking the issue of menses into consideration. So this is the wa'iq. A sister has a problem with irregular menses. She has no pattern and has no idea when her menses is due. She menstruates once a year, but sometimes has spotting type. While fasting for Ramadan, she experienced spotting on 2 consecutive days. It then stopped. 3 days later, her menses came. She wants to know if she needs to count the 2 days of spotting as menses and make up for the fasting. How long the menses stays? How long her menses normally stays? 25 days. So, and this is the same time as last year? Is this the same time as last year? When she menstruates, it normally lasts for no less than 3 weeks. I understand, but is this... I don't know, I didn't ask. Okay. Ask her if this is the time for her menses, okay, at the same time for her menses, then cautiously, these 2 days when she spotted the blood, makes up these days, and the day where the blood stopped, it's okay. This is especially asserted if this is the time of her menses. Yes, the day when they didn't see the blood. Okay. And precautionary these 2 days, if this falls in her menses time. And also, remember, if also this is more asserted, if these 2 days she felt the symptoms of menses. She felt the symptoms of menses, the aching, all the things known to women on that. As long as this is her period and it is her, and it is a distinguished blood of menses, then she refrains. Yes, suppose that she sees the blood today and stops tomorrow, then she refrains on the day she sees the blood. And if she becomes totally dry the next day, then she resumes the fasting. If the blood resumes the day after, then she refrains. But she should be clean, you know, she should, the dryness should be before the fajr. She begins the day complete. Obviously not during the day. A woman is mensing in the last 10 days of Ramadan. Is it still beneficial for her to get up in the last third of the night to make dua as she cannot make salah? Of course, yes. Making dua has nothing to do. So, sister, with respect to the menses, this has nothing to do with the issue of 10. It is beneficial, I mean, to make dua in the third of the night. And this is open for the one who is in a state of ritual purity or ritual impurity. So there is nothing wrong with that, and the woman in menses also could recite Quran from her memory, could make the remembrances, all of that. And we can refer you to the book Natural Blood of Woman. Check this book, inshallah. It is on the site where you can find it. Say, check this book, sister. Natural Blood of Woman by our Shaykh Muhammad bin Salih al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah. You can find it on the site, you can download it and you can read it, inshallah. It is very, very beneficial. Just go to the site and then download it. It's there under books. No, no. If a sister on her menses during the last 10 nights, is she allowed to do prayer on the on these nights? No. She can do anything except the prayers and fasting. She can invoke Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She can invoke Allah with this dua. She can give charity. She can do all good actions of worship except for the prayers and the fasting. Is this clear, inshallah, sister? And by the way, a comment on this answer, by the way, for all the sisters. A sister, a woman who gets her menses during this time, this is a matter prescribed by Allah. They should not feel in any way saddened at all. How should they feel? Why should they feel saddened at all? Even a little bit. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prescribed this matter upon them, this is a very important matter. They shouldn't have any kind of objection whatsoever. And not going to be deprived of anything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows of His favors because of this. He is the one who commanded her to refrain from prayers. He is the one who commanded her to refrain from fasting. Mercy upon her. I hope that this is, inshallah, met with good understanding. But there's a good question concerning the lady that she may have menses during the ten nights. The question was, because she cannot do the prayers on these nights due to the menses, doesn't that mean she misses out on the reward of praying the night of Qadr? The answer is that she cannot due to a legal permit. So she does the acts of worship permitted on her or for her. She may recite Quran from memory. She may invoke Allah on these nights, anticipating the night. She may give charity. She does what she is permitted to do. And that's why our Shaykh Muhammad bin Salih al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah mentioned that the matter is not limited to the establishment of the prayers, but rather to the actions all, to the all worship. So that's the critical difference. Because we know that in some nights the Prophet ﷺ did not establish the prayer all night. Inshallah, very clear. Now I want to see, and inshallah it's really clear. And I also send it on the PM. Alhamdulillah. So the sisters who have their natural blood on these days, so shouldn't give up. Do acts of worship that are permitted, give charity, give good word, anticipating the reward from Allah, making dua, making remembrances. Alhamdulillah.
Walaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Many sisters have this question. What is the ruling on a sister taking pills to prevent her menses during Ramadan so that she may fast and get the blessings inshallah, especially if she knows that she might miss 3 days of the fasting? Many of the scholars agree on the opinion that it's okay for her to do that as long as there is no harm upon her. As long as there is no harm upon her. And the other opinion is, why should she resort to something when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had ordained this upon her? And Allah knows certainly that there will come Ramadans and she may not be able to fast because of the menses. So, therefore the other opinion is to submit and for her to break the fast. And they see that the taking of these pills might deregulate the normal regulation of the menses and then cause her problems later. Well, that's the strongest opinion. As I said, told you, most of them are in agreement that it is okay. Most of them are in agreement that it is okay for her to use that so that she can fast during the same month of Ramadan with the rest of the people. And all of them are in agreement that if it causes harm, then it should be used. And some dislike it because of the seeing that this would be kind of excessiveness, whereby Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained this on the woman, and this could also deregulate her regular menses. So if she knows that this will deregulate or cause problems, or the physician, for example, would recommend that she does not use that, therefore in this case she shouldn't resort to that. Meaning if it is anticipated to cause her problems in terms of her regular menses. Clear the conditions? Yes. As long as there is no harm. And it's better for her not to. And even those who say, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given the permission for her to break the fast if she receives the menses, if she gets the menses, and to make up for these days. Most of these colors, the reliable scholars, are on the same opinion that if there is no harm and there is a benefit in her taking these pills in order to delay the menses during the month of Ramadan, many of them are of the opinion that it's okay, no problem, inshallah, with that. As long as there is no harm. And our Shaykh, rahimahullah, although he sees also to the same opinion, but he cautions. And he says, this is a matter which is natural, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not burden his soul beyond its scope. And that there could be harm in delaying the period. So therefore he says, if this is needed, she may. Otherwise, she shouldn't, because of the potential dangers. And there are a few days, inshallah, and she can make them up. Hide inhibitors. Is this some harm caused during birth or just harm in general? You know, hide inhibitors are taken in order to delay and defer the timing of the period away from the month of Ramadan so that she can fast. And as I related to you, some doctors say that this is harmful and inflicts harm on the woman's uterus, and it's causing a lot of problems. In fact, so many disturbances in the woman's normal natural blood cycles started to occur when these inhibitors were used.